A healthy immune system can effectively prevent diseases. In a war, the stronger party will be victorious. A weak army will soon surrender to its antagonists. The same applies to our bodies. When microorganisms invade the human body, a healthy immune system kicks into action and fights the battle immediately. Take, for example, two individuals facing the same influenza virus. One falls seriously ill, while the other remains healthy. Although threatened by the same virus, only the individual with the weaker immune system succumbs to the virus. Microorganisms like bacteria and viruses are responsible for causing many diseases. Yet they will not be able to wreak havoc on our bodies in the face of a strong immune army, whose job is to defend the body against infections. Most illnesses are, in fact, allowed to flourish by a malfunctioning immune system. The human immune system malfunctions when it is weak. Therefore, to facilitate normal functioning, the immune system needs the support of a healthy diet and sufficient rest. In contrast, malnutrition or excessive stress will cause us to fall sick more easily. A weak immune system causes the human body to experience more serious and even dangerous symptoms when faced with highly infectious diseases such as severe acute respiratory syndrome, SARS, pneumonia, hepatitis, influenza, or tuberculosis. In fact, a weak immune system can even lead to the onset of cancer. Under normal circumstances, the immune cells keep a vigilant watch over every part of the body, always at the ready to kill off any mutated cell that has the potential to develop into cancer. But when the immune system is weakened, it is unable to swiftly identify and destroy cancer cells, resulting in an uncontained spread of cancer cells in the human body. Cancer accounts for nearly one of every four deaths in the U.S. In 2012, there were an estimated 8.2 million cancer-related deaths and 14.1 million new cancer cases worldwide. Lung, liver, stomach, colorectal, and breast cancers cause the most cancer deaths each year. The immune system. Upon mention of terrorism and war, the images that come to mind are bloodshed, suffering, and mayhem. National security is the foremost concern of every country. Well-trained soldiers, sophisticated weaponry, and state-of-the-art defense mechanisms are in place around the clock to monitor and safeguard the security of the entire country. Similarly, each one of us is equipped with an internal army that is just as sufficient and watching out for invisible enemies at all times. The air we breathe, the food and drinks we consume, and the things we touch every day may seem clean on the surface, but in fact are teeming with all kinds of microbes, bacteria, viruses, parasites, and fungi. These deadly invaders are ready and waiting. They can enter the body in many different ways and catch us off guard. Luckily, a sophisticated immune system protects us. The immune army never takes its enemies for granted. An itching throat or watery eyes are subtle signs that the immune system is hard at work. Ironically, perhaps because we do not see it, we often overlook the importance of this army. We think about protecting the heart, liver, skin, and other vital organs, but we rarely take into account the health of the immune system. Only when we fall ill do we start to take notice of the immune system's presence. Our immune battalions. The immune system is truly an amazing work of art. Any given second, it can call upon a complex and concerted effort from countless different immune battalions. Their coordinated efforts work ceaselessly to protect us not only from external invaders, but also from our own internal cells, which can mutate and become cancerous. Without the constant protection of the immune system, a simple dust particle could kill us. Let us take a closer look at this army. The body's boot camps. The immune system. The immune system is not one specific organ or location in the body. Instead, it involves several different organs, various cells, and many chemicals working in a well-oiled harmony. There are two main lines of defense. The skin is the first line of defense. Unless cut, punctured, or otherwise compromised, the skin protects us from invaders by secreting antibacterial substances like sweat, tears, or sebum that trap and break down the cell walls of invaders. The second line of defense is the lymphatic system, which includes various organs, including the lymph nodes and the spleen. They work together via a circulating system of lymph fluid and blood to kill invaders before they can reproduce. The lymph nodes are peripheral lymphoid organs. Our major lymphoid organs are the bone marrow and thymus. Studies indicate that two organs previously considered unnecessary, the appendix and tonsils, actually play important supporting roles within the immune system. Intestinal guard, Peyer's patches. Like the appendix, Peyer's patches react to invaders in the intestines. They are of vital importance to the human body in terms of controlling invading microorganisms in the bloodstream. Soldier factory, the bone marrow. The bone marrow creates red blood cells and white blood cells. Immune cells, or white blood cells, are like soldiers of the immune system, and hence the bone marrow is like a soldier factory. Training ground, the thymus. Just as soldiers train for war with the Navy, infantry, or Air Force, the thymus assigns T cells their fighting duties. The thymus also secretes immune-regulating hormones. Battlegrounds, the lymph nodes. Lymph nodes are little pockets of battlegrounds where billions of white blood cells gather, ready to wage war. While fighting infections, lymph nodes enlarge with foreign invaders and white blood cells to a point where you can actually feel the swelling. A swollen lymph node is a good indication that the immune system is hard at work against an infection. Lymph nodes also act as a drainage system. They filter the lymph fluid and remove foreign materials such as bacteria and cancer cells. The body contains more lymph fluid than blood. Blood filter, the spleen. The spleen is a blood reservoir that filters the blood to remove dead blood cells and engulfed viruses or bacteria. The spleen also signals B cells to produce large quantities of antibodies. Throat guards, the tonsils. The tonsils constantly guard against invasion via the nose and mouth. People who have had their tonsils removed show a marked increase in getting Hodgkin lymphoma, indicating the importance of the tonsils in upper respiratory tract protection. Immune assistant, the appendix. The appendix assists with B-cell maturation and antibody, IgA, production. It coordinates traffic by producing molecules that direct white blood cells to other parts of the body. Other duties of the appendix are to inform white blood cells when they are invaders in the digestive tract and to suppress potentially harmful antibody responses while promoting local immunity.